All right, guys, I'm going to give us a countdown and we will get started. We're going to come in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I have a host of people here at the radio station this morning. As a matter of fact, they are the nationally ranked Mexico High academic team. First off, we've got head coach Dale Schinnewerk in the house. We also have Ash Frederickson, Lucy Gleason, Carter Blackburn, and Dylan Reed, all members of the team. And I want to say good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. We're going to get into to a lot of things that you guys have accomplished over the last couple of years. Being nationally ranked is definitely something that people have been talking about. But we'll start off with Coach Schinnewerk. First off, picked up your 600th career win, as I understand it, in Reston, Virginia here recently. Tell us a little bit about the academic program and when you took over, because 600 wins, that's a lot.
It is. Took over in the fall of 2012, my third year here at Mexico High School. The program was, at that point, consisted of 3 kids. And so I jumped in not knowing what I was doing and took the kids. We had fun, went to a couple tournaments. Well, I think we won 1 game our first year. So that was the first of many to come later. And then the kids started coming in, and the more we had fun, the more kids we had join us. And then we've kind of transitioned here, starting in 2019 when we won our first district title. We started realizing, we can actually start winning some big awards and games and tournaments as it's come down to now. And so we put a little more focus in, still have fun, but started shooting for higher things, and now we're in the top half of the biggest tournament of the year.
So let's talk a little bit about the success of this team and when it really started, rolling for you at the Mexico academic team. I can remember, as I told you, having a conversation with you, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. It was at a Mexico baseball game, and you said, hey, keep an eye out on this Mexico academic team because there's going to be some really good things that are happening. When did you guys start getting national recognition? When did you guys start having that success, if you will?
You know, we got nationally ranked, and I wasn't aware of it at the time, but these guys, his freshman year, Ash's sophomore year, we ended the year in the top 400 in the nation. Last year, we broke the top 100 and started opening some eyes. This year, our goal was top 50, top 25, and we've been in that top 25 all year. And so, they've had this as their goal from freshman year, sophomore year, Ash's first year with us. And they've set their goals and have worked hard day in, day out for 3 years to get to where they've gotten to.
So I know that a lot of times football coaches and basketball coaches will recruit kids to come on their team. Did you do a recruiting project, or did the guys just kind of naturally gravitate towards the academic team?
Well, I believe they started all in middle school outside of Ash. They all played for the middle school quiz bowl program, which has been one of my projects to get a good middle school coach, and we started with Miss Seal, who was my former assistant, went down to the middle school and brought me this group of kids. And now I know Miss Coach Sarah Gleason has been huge for the middle school, getting those kids and getting that pipeline to where they know what they're getting into. They know how to carry the torch of this program when they come in as freshmen.
Very nice. We want to bring in some of the team members here. We've got Ash Frederickson. Ash, what year are you currently in high school?
Just graduated this year.
You are graduated. You are on the way. Where are you going to college?
Missouri S&T Rolla.
Missouri S&T Rolla. Is there anything like an academic team in college? Does that
there is? Yeah. There's a small academic team in Rolla, from what I understand. I'm not sure if I'll be continuing Quiz Bowl, just because I'm going to be really busy with college stuff. There's a lot of opportunities at S&T for getting involved with things related to your major. There's a ton of design teams and stuff. But there is quiz bowl stuff at S&T.
Sure thing. Now, tell us when you got involved with academic teams here in Mexico. Was it over at the middle school? Is that right?
No. So I moved here my sophomore year of high school. Before that, I was involved in quiz bowl in Salem, Missouri, where I came from. I started there back in seventh grade, which I'm not sure anyone here actually knew. But yeah, so I was involved there from seventh grade through freshman year, and then I came here and joined sophomore year and realized, oh, this is a much more involved, much stronger team than what I had back in Salem. And so I was very lucky to be able to get involved with this team and become a fairly useful member, I think.
Sure. Well, you come in, and did they kind of accept you right from the very beginning?
Pretty much. I mean, I think I was B team my first year, but after that, it was straight on up to A team, and you know, I took over as the mythology specialist and have absolutely rocked it there. I've become, I believe, the best mythology player in the state.
Wow. That brings up a good question. What's the difference between being on the A team and the B team? Coach Schinnerwerk, can you help us out with that?
Well, you think about it in terms of other sports. Our A team tends to be our varsity, and our B team tends to be JV. The biggest difference between that is our B team will go to many tournaments where their competition is varsity-level teams. And so it's definitely a hard go, but it's a little more stress-free, you know, less focus on wins and losses, get more playing time, get in the rhythm, learn what you're doing, get over the fear of buzzing in and being wrong, because, you know, you listen to 10 games, you're going to be wrong every now and then. That's going to happen. Get them the experience and keep that fire burning, get them playing time so that they can become valuable members of the A team.
Sure. I hate to keep making sports references, but kind of like the farm system, really. The B team gets them prepared, and then they move up to the A team, and then they're ready to go. Lucy Gleason, we're going to bring you into the conversation here. What year are you at Mexico High School?
I will be a senior this year.
A senior. Talk about your time on Mexico academic team. Did you start in the middle school?
I did, and I'm actually the only member who participated in the seventh grade middle school team with Miss Ellison, which was a really fun experience right from the start. Middle school quiz bowl actually has come a really long way from what it was. Our eighth grade year was a massive amount of people showed up, and it was a really fun time. And the adjustment to high school was great. I mean, everyone on the high school team who was already there was really nice about being like, hey, welcome to the team. Let's get you situated and figure out what you're going to do and how good you're going to get, like, with the setup. And it's a really good group of people.
What was the biggest difference between, you know, middle school academic team and then going on and playing on the high school team?
The middle school team is a lot less competitive. There's a lot less tournaments and more dual matches, which is one team against one team, and that's it. But it's a lot more about getting into, like, seeing if you want to continue in high school and getting into the rhythm of knowing the game and how to play it. There are some middle school tournaments that happen on weekends, like ours do a lot as well, but they're less competitive and more, this is what you're going to be doing in high school if you continue it. And high school is more, let's actually get into the sport, let's get into the activity, this is what you're doing. And it's a really actually pretty decent smooth transition from middle school to high school.
Very nice. We'll bring in Carter Blackburn to the conversation here. He knew we were coming to you next, right? Mm-hmm. So he's prepared for all of this. Your time on the Mexico High academic team, talk a little bit about that and what got you interested in you know, getting involved in this.
Well, I wanted to be a part of the middle school team, but it just didn't work out with the scheduling at the time. So I ended up joining my freshman year through being pressured in by a couple of my friends and seeing the stand there at Sid Day that we had there at the high school. I didn't really get super involved until the later half of my freshman year due to some stuff going on in my schedule. I just wasn't able to. So I joined then, and I've been here ever since. It was a very welcoming team, and I admit that I struggled a little bit at the beginning with just knowing how it all worked. I'm sure Schinnerwerk can attest to that, but it was definitely a good experience with a lot of good friends that I've made, and it's definitely shaped how my high school career has gone from then.
What's your strongest subject whenever, like, you're the go-to whenever they ask this question, what is it, what would that be?
I'd probably have to say either various religions around the world or random things that people might not know.
Very nice. We're going to bring in Dylan Reed to the conversation here. Dylan, you know, have you thought about this season and kind of everything that you guys accomplished? Does it seem real, or you knew that you put in the work and you kind of expected to be here?
It is kind of just like unreal thinking about everything, because it's kind of, especially like national stuff, just like going to flying to DC and stuff. It kind of just feels like, oh yeah, I just dreamed that. But no, it, yeah, so it, just with the amount of success that we've had with everything, it is very kind of, I guess lucid is a good word, where it just kind of feels like just strange that it happened in the first place. But like, people, we put in the work, and we deserve the wins that we got and everything. So like, it was definitely earned. It's just like very strange to just see like all the success and stuff from that.
Yeah, you get a lot of recognition from the community for all the things that you guys accomplished. Do you get recognition from your peers at the high school? Do people come up to you guys and, you know, and answer it honestly? I mean, do they recognize you for being on the academic team?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there is a fair amount of recognition. At least on my end, I get a fair amount of recognition for stuff.
Yeah. Carter, what about you, sir?
Yes and no.
Okay. Honest answers only. I mean, you feel like you should get a little more recognition at the high school?
I don't think it really makes much of a difference in what we do. It would be great to get recognition for things that are going on, but I really understand the fact that it's not a very set-in-stone thing at the high school. We weren't really relevant until, like, a couple years ago on the main, you know, town stage. So it's definitely a lot less prevalent than things like our football team or baseball and stuff like that. It just needs, I think, more time to get kind of set in the community before people really start to take, you know, attention to it.
Coach, have you seen more recognition? I know within the community I'm starting to see it a little bit more, but at the high school, you know, are people starting to realize, you know, this is a powerhouse program?
You know, our administration has bend a bat for us. I know, you know, they have pep assemblies for football and wrestling, and that's all wonderful, and they've started to include us in every assembly that they do, recognizing our rankings, recognizing our latest trophy coming home. If you go into the high school and see the trophy case, I would venture to say about 50 to 60% of those trophies now are ours. So we're bringing home considerable hardware for them to display. But for me, you know, they're getting the wind of the community, and that's the story of the season to me, is these kids have put their hard work out there, and it's getting seen. And, you know, between the fundraisers, which we were one of two Missouri teams to be able to raise the funds to go to Reston, whether it's the bake sale, the trivia night, the send-off to state, the community had our back this entire season, and we're just thrilled to be able to come home and bring them something to be prideful of.
Sure. I'll talk to you guys. Is it easy to go out and fundraise for the Mexico academic team?
Yes.
Dylan, you think yes?
Yeah, people are more than willing to donate to us. They see us all the time, and like on like Facebook posts or like just even like recognition that we get from just random places or whatever, which makes like people more willing to fundraise with us, and we are so incredibly, incredibly grateful for that. And we have like just a massive list of sponsors on the back of the shirt that I'm wearing right now. And we also had Ashley, I can't remember her last name right now, and I feel really bad about it.
It's okay.
But she donated shirts to our team too. So we've had support in like the financial fundraising aspect of it, and just like pure just donation wise for just like for these shirts and stuff.
Very nice.
Yeah, like Dylan said, it's there's money to be had. It's just a matter of going out and, you know, making yourself known, making the need known, and, you know, the community will come. And, you know, especially with the team as successful as us, people are happy to help fund that, you know, help be a part of that.
Yeah, very nice. I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and we'll have segment number two here in just a moment on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXCO.